praise this morning. Hallelujah. Let's give him some praise this morning. Hallelujah. How many know he's all right this morning? How many know he's all right this morning? We're going to have us a good time in the Lord. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Genesis, the 25th chapter, and we're going to start with the 23rd verse. I'm going to be explaining a lot of it this morning instead of us reading through it all, but it's definitely something good for you to go back and take a look. Genesis 25, and we're going to start with the 23rd verse. You know, it's kind of funny. You were talking about insurance this morning. I know Pastor Keys been talking about life insurance. The title of this message is, "This is Jake from State Farm." This is Jake from State Farm. See, a lot of people confuse insurance from assurance.
Come on now.
Assurance is a positive declaration intended to give confidence. It's a promise. Assurance is full confidence and freedom from doubt. Insurance, as defined by one of the great philosophers of our time, Christopher Julius Rock, he has defined it as in case stuff. I don't know if you've heard of Chris Rock before, but he calls it in case stuff. Right? So in case stuff happens, or in case stuff doesn't happen, right? See, with the things of God, this insurance we take part of is in case things don't happen. See, when things don't go the way we want them to go, see, we give God a little bit of room to step in, but in case stuff doesn't happen, we decide to step in and give God the help. See, this was no different from Jacob. See, in Genesis 25 and 23, it says, you know, the Lord's talking to Rebekah, Jacob's mother. He says, "And the Lord said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." See, she had directly from God that this was an assurance that this would happen. But see, waiting in uncertainty, you would think it would be a lot easier when God gives you that assurance. But it ain't easy. It's not. Right? Let's look at our first Jake from State Farm moment. See, if you go down in verse 28, it says, "And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob." See, there's already division in the house.
Already.
See, these kids grew up with division in the house. If you got one parent loving one more than the other, you already get division.
Come on.
See, Jacob sowed pottage in verse 29, and Esau came from the field when he was faint. Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I'm faint." Therefore, what's his name called? Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." See, Jacob already like, look, I got to make myself some provision in case. I'm going to give God a little bit of help here. Right? See, we do that all the time. We decide we're going to give God a little bit of help. So Jacob said, "Hey, swear to me your birthright, and then I'll give you some of this food here." This is his brother. This is his brother saying that. See, when we do not understand how God's going to do what he says he's going to do, it's hard for us to be patient and wait. See, when we don't see it, see, you've done it before. See, we use this excuse all the time. You know I have. See, I've given God a platform. I said, "God, I want my blessing when I want it. And if you don't move fast enough," see, I don't say it like that. "But if you don't move fast enough, I'm going to give you some help. Like, God, if I need some money and you ain't acting fast enough, well, there's a casino down I-75, God. Listen, I know a place where you can bless me." Listen, hey, I'd go there all the way. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? You know, see, we give God, see, when we know that we need to wait on God, we decide to take matter in our own hands. See, now, the Lord spoke directly to Rebecca, telling her this. She knew this was going to happen, and she still created an atmosphere that allowed us to be able to do this. See, this is what happens. Whatever role you need God to play, he'll play it. But if you don't allow him to play it, guess what? We start turning to other things that we don't have no business doing. We sometimes turn to drugs because we think that can help ease the pain, or alcohol. I'm not saying a PSA on drugs, but what this is about coping mechanisms.
Come on now.
See,
on.
When you don't rely as a God on God, you start to replace God with things. Right? And you start to replace God with your own mind and your own vision and how it happens. And then all of a sudden you look up and you're like, how did I get here? Well, you got here because you decided to do it on your own.
Come on. Amen?
Let's look at our Jake from State Farm moment number two. Turn to Genesis chapter 27. Now see, here's the thing. Isaac was ready to give blood. You know, it was typical to bless the oldest child at that point. And Isaac was ready to bless Esau, right? And so he had him go prepare a meal. He said, go prepare a meal. Go out hunting and get this good meal before I bless you. See, now Rebecca overheard this and she said, See, I need to do something, God, because you promised me that Jacob was going to be, you know, get this blessing or whatever it is, so I can go step in and be able to do this. Boy, it got crazy. So, you know what? Now, just a little side verse. You know, we have like men savage, man. Some of these women out here savage. Some of these women out here. Look, because she overheard this and she said, hold on a second. She talked to him and she said, No, we going to take care of this. I'm going to go ahead, go out and get me a goat, and I'll prepare your father's favorite meal. See, while Esau's out hunting, I'm going to take care of it. And Jacob had enough sense. He said, Ma, how this going to work? My brother Harry, he Harry's out or what? My dad ain't going to believe me, and then my blessing going to be taken. He going to think I'm a deceiver. She's like, no, don't worry about that. I'll take it on. If you get cursed, the curse is mine. Just obey my voice. See, sometimes the people you love will give you bad advice.
Come on now.
That ain't never happened to nobody else.
Come on now.
Sometimes the people that think they're helping they will give you bad advice.
That's right.
Amen.
See, that's why we gotta learn how to rely on God instead of taking things in our own hands.
Yeah.
Because she dressed him up.
Yeah.
This was a plan. She put hair on his hands in case the dad wanted to touch him. She put something on his chest. And she said, we're going to do this. You about to get this blessing. And the plan worked, even though Esau was like, hold on, Isaac was like, you don't sound like my son, Esau.
Yeah.
Right? He even said that to him. You don't sound like my son. He's like, come here, let me touch you. You know, she done doctored him up, you know, to feel like he was somebody else. See, we get ourselves in these situations sometimes by taking this bad advice, and all of a sudden, you doing what you know ain't right, but then all of a sudden you get the result you want. But here's the difference. You get the result you're looking for. God bless you anyway. You know what? It still don't even feel the same.
Amen.
Now, because he did, because he went about it a way that he did, what did he think? He thought his brother was going to be just cool with it?
Right.
He didn't think his brother was going to say, oh, my goodness, brother, bless thee, because my father has blessed thee. His brother like, I'm going to kill you. And that's what happened in verse 41. If you look down there, it says, and Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will slay at my brother, Jacob. And then the mother heard these words and said, no, we got to get you up out of here. Your brother crazy. He's trying to do something to you. Hey, this is in the word. Right? She said, we got to get you up out of here. So in verse 43, it says, now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee thou to Laban, my brother. See, he's got to flee from his mother and father because of what he's done. How many of us are on the run today?
Uh-oh.
Because we've made some decisions we shouldn't have made.
Uh-oh.
We running. We done ran from our family because maybe we done did them wrong. You know, We done ran from certain situations in our lives because, look, we know what we did wasn't the right thing in that situation, so we on the run. But I'm going to tell you today, sometimes God blesses us in spite of us.
Amen.
See, our ways have consequences and stress that are unneeded. We put so much stress on ourselves because of some of the decisions we made instead of waiting on God, and now we on the run. But see, God has a plan anyway. See, the first thing that happened after Jacob started running and he fled, he got a visit from God. Genesis 28:11, it says, The Lord showed Jacob that he was still with him. In Genesis 28:11. So the Lord came down and talked to him and said, look, I'm going to bless you, and you're going to multiply, your seed will multiply in this land. Ain't that like God? To show us mercy in spite of. The Lord showed Jacob he was still with him. See, you know, and the Lord is speaking to some of you today. Look, you done made some mistakes, but he's still with you.
Amen.
He's still with you.
Amen.
See, God does the same thing for us. There's shame that set in. We feel hurt.
Mm-hmm.
We have these things bottled up, regret, heartache,
come
and everything.
Now.
But
come
God
on.
Is still
come
with
on
you.
Now.
See, you might be on the run today, but God is still with
come
you.
Come on.
You might have some heartache and you don't know what's going on. You might have did something 20 years ago.
Come on now.
And you might still be running, but God is still with you.
Yes.
See, God has even shown you that already, but you know what? The shame doesn't allow us to see this. God, you know, I done did this, man. That can't be God. Because God won't bless me because I done did this. Man, some of y'all got baggage from 30 years ago you still carrying around. 30 years ago, you still like, man, this God, how can you bless me? I done did this, I done did that. Man, please. Listen. I tell you what. See, I never, you know what, I'm just being honest, being straight. This ain't on the way on this paper I got up here. But I never wanted to be a pastor. I never asked to be no pastor, nothing. But you know what I'm good at? I'm good at let God forgive me. I'm like, God, listen, I ain't carrying around that baggage. See, it's time for us to step up out of that and let go of that shame and let go of that regret and let go of that. Listen, so, oh, man, you done had a kid with somebody you ain't supposed to have. So what? You got to move on.
Come on.
Listen, you got to move on. Oh, man, you done robbed, cheated, stealed, whatever. You gotta let God.
Come on.
You gotta let yourself let God forgive you.
Yes.
Jacob done had some Jake from State Farm moments.
Right.
He done had a couple of them. And guess what? He out in the wilderness by himself. See, sometimes you gotta get by yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta isolate. See, some of
y'all
still at home with those same people that gave you bad advice. And sometimes you gotta step out and let God speak to you. Amen. And in this wilderness, see, Jacob does what we do. After the Lord showed himself, it says, and Jacob bowed a vow. See, you might not know what that means. Let me put it in terms that you done said. Lord, if you stop this, I promise, I swear, I will never drink again. Lord, I will never steal from anybody again. Lord, if you take this pain away from me, Lord, I promise I'm always go to church. I'm always read the Bible. See, that's what it says TC bowed about. Because that's what that's the conversation we have with God.
Uh-huh.
So we bow that vow.
Uh-huh.
So Jacob did the same thing in the wilderness.
Uh-huh.
He said, Lord, if you make it so I come to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. See, you're making a deal with God. Lord, if you do this, I'm going to do this. Amen. But see, he even understood it. He said, and all thou shalt give me in verse 22, I will surely give a tenth unto thee. Yes. He said, Lord, if you bless me, I'm going to make sure that I bless you. Hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we bow a vow. But do we keep our vow? Sometimes we don't do everything we're supposed to do and keep that vow. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
There's something crazy that happened with Jacob. So Jacob was sent to his father, his mother's brothers, and he was sent by his mother there. And so Jacob ended up getting tricked by his uncle. See, some of the stuff that we do, it's going to catch up.
Oh, I know that.
Ain't no amen to that. That ain't the word. Get this guy out of here. Boo and everything else. I understand. But Jacob got tricked by his uncle. See, Jacob wanted a wife, and he wanted Rachel to be his wife. And his uncle had to get that blessing. So his uncle said, hey, you worked with me 7 years. Okay, cool. So he worked his 7 years. The Bible says that 7 years felt like a day. I ain't never met a woman with 7 years felt like a day. But hey, man, that ain't on the paper. That ain't on the paper. So I get it. Right? So 7 years. And then after it was up, his uncle, his flock was blessed. Everything else. And after those 7 years passed, his uncle was like, no, I'm going to have to give you the other daughter. Because I can't give away younger daughter until the older daughter is gone. Now, if you want the other daughter, you got to work another 7 years for me to be able to do what I got to do. See, his uncle had to check from State Farm home too. He's like, I can do this too. Look, you my blessing. You look, ever since you came here, I've been blessed. I got to keep this guy around here. So his father-in-law played him. Right? He got to play. See, he went through a lot to be able to do that, and he worked 14 years. See, sometimes some people in your life, they've done you wrong. But see, God will bring you out on the other side if we have the right attitude. See, Jacob could have just said, you know what, I'm done, man. Forget you, forget her, I ain't married, none of them, I'm off. But he said, you know what, I'm here for a reason. Let me bloom where I'm planted.
And as
it goes on, so he ended up with both wives and all kinds of stuff. See, you know what? God said that his seed will multiply. But I bet Jacob didn't envision it happening like this. See, these women fall like crazy. I mean, they all wanted to give birth to kids for him. And when their wombs weren't open, they was bringing in other women like, come on, lay with her so I can have a kid. They showing off this baby like, see, look what God has done. Everybody around him had insurance. They did. But see, they weren't dealing with the real life insurance that Pastor Keys talked about. They making up their own policy. They going with their own policy instead of policy of God. See, when you start going off on your own, you'll understand that sometimes you don't have coverage.
Come on now.
Right. Exactly. So Jacob went through a lot with these women and all the stuff that he's going on. They like have babies and wombs opening up and all the other kind of good stuff. And now in Genesis 30:31, his father-in-law wanted to keep him there. He's like, look, I want you to stay here, so tell me what wage is needed to be able to keep you there. So Jacob said in verse 32, it says, I will pass through all the flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats. And of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. Everyone that is not one speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. So basically, he made a deal that said, I got the speckled and spotted ones. You got the ones that aren't. And guess what? Jacob created this thing where he made it so when the sheep would go mate, he made it so the ground or the things that they would eat would cause some speckled and spots. So he looked speckled and spotted. So all his sheep, he took the strongest sheep. He took everything. So he said, look, God spoke to him in the wilderness, but he like, look, he's still making his own policy up. He like, look, all right, I'm going to get the good sheep. Cool. So I'm going to make sure I do it. So he finagled it in a way that made it so he came out. So he like, look, you tricked me. I'm up. I'm I'm going to make this happen either way it goes. See, God, you know the thing about God, love about God? God sometimes will still bless us in spite of us.
Come on now.
How many times, you know, when I did your own thing and it still worked out?
Come on.
But guess what? You caused yourself unnecessary stress.
Amen.
You cause yourself unnecessary stress by doing it that way.
Amen.
God blessed him anyway. So Jacob's flock went crazy now. Man, he had so much stuff. Even his brother-in-law is looking like, man, hold on, we used to have a lot. Now we ain't got that much because of this guy. Because if they were strong, he was going to make sure they looked like they had speckled spots and all the kind of stuff on them. And so he was like, Jacob's like, man, it's time to get up out of here. I can see the way they're looking at me. So the Lord sent him up out of there. And Jacob, in Genesis 32 and 24, he was left alone. And there he wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. See, sometimes you gotta hold on to God and not let go.
Come on now.
See, in verse 25 of Genesis 32 and 25, it says, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. In verse 26, it said, and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. See, Jacob was holding on because he knew that it was important for God to bless him. Do we hold on to God or do we let go? See, when things get a little tough and we start wrestling and tussling and things like that, are we letting go too easily? Before that blessing comes,
come
see, God is looking for people to rise up and be changed. It's transformation time. Throughout this, what happened, God changed his name from Jacob to Israel.
Come on now.
Woo-hoo.
See, it was through that wrestling
because
he refused to let go that God changed his name and said, you know what? I know that you tricked your brother a couple times.
I know
your mother done gave you bad advice. I know that you got played and decide to play him back.
Come on now. Come on now.
But you holding on to me
and
I'm going to bless you anyway.
Lord,
I know those women driving you crazy at home. But I'm going to bless you anyway. But we got to be ready to wrestle with God. But we got to be ready to transform. So we'll be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Come on now.
See, we have to be relentless in this transformation that we have. See, God is looking for you to step up and hold on to his promise. I don't care what you're doing. Going through. I don't care who knows what you did. I don't care if your family don't know or whatever it is that you got going on. It's time for us to be transformed. It's time for your name to be changed.
Amen.
It's time to be anew in God.
All right now.
God is looking for some people to transform. It's transformation time. It's time to be relentless in our pursuit of God and not give up. It's time for us to get rid of this Jake from State Farm moments that we have all the time and make decisions that are rooted in God. Even though we can't see the outcome.
Hallelujah.
We don't know where the blessing's coming from. We don't know. God promised you a house, you get in a house. You ain't got to lie, cheat, and steal your way to one. Because when you do, you know when that house starts falling apart, you got foundation problems. Right?
Amen.
You got all kind of things that go on. But if you stand on his word and let him bless you in his time, instead of being an advisor all the time. Right? We got to advise God every step of the way. You know, Lord, it'll work like this. There's a house over there. You know, I love that thing. Nah, come on. I know I ain't got the money for it, but hey, you know, I know you'll make a way where there's no way, and then we go out and try to figure out anyhow. We go out and do our own thing anyway. God is looking for us to be transformed. Until Jacob got transformed, he didn't get right with his brother.
That's right.
He had to go through a transformation to be able to do that. So now Jacob was on his way home to see his brother.
My
right? He was on his way home. But see, this is how our mind works. He's like, Jacob, like, okay, I'm going to send my brother some gifts ahead. That's what Jacob did. He said, look, I'm going to send this cattle and all this other stuff ahead to hopefully soften the blow. See, we try to do this in our own power as well. We try to say, you know what? Oh, God, I can make it up to them if I just can give them this or do this or whatever. See, God ain't looking for you to do it. God looking for you to wrestle with him and allow him to be able to make provision.
Amen, amen.
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 So Jacob was on his way home, so he sent some gifts ahead to his brother, right? And I'm almost done here. He sent some gifts ahead to his brother, and you know what happened? His brother was like, we're going to go out there, and we're going to meet him. So he took 400 men, and was like, let's go meet Jacob where he is. So you know Jacob's probably like, oh, Lord. Woo! Listen, sometimes our problem's going to meet us, and we don't know where to turn. We don't know where to go. He had to divide the camp. One side, y'all, one side. We don't know what this guy capable of. But you know what? His brother, like, and then Jacob go to his brother, oh, my Lord, all this stuff. Hold on. God already told you who was serving who. He already said who was serving who. But Jacob, you know, he go in there and say, oh, my Lord, I hope that you cool with me now and all this stuff. And his brother, he ain't need all those gifts. His brother was like, I don't need that, my brother. I love you. Come in here and embrace. See, some of us been running for so long, we don't realize God had already worked it out. It's time for us to run towards God and stop running away from God. It's time for us to be transformed. See, that situation that you worried about, God has already worked it out. But you see, you busy trying to figure it out in your own strength. It's time for us to step up and step out and stand on the word of God and allow him to be able to heal the broken heart. See, God healed Esau's broken heart.
Come on, man.
He was ready to kill David when he left, but he embraced him and said, I don't need these gifts when he came back. Amen?
Amen.
God's going to do the same thing for us here this morning.
Yes. Amen.
I'm going to ask that you stand this morning.
Yes.
I'm going to ask that you put on your mind whatever it is that you know that you need to be different on, or that thing that's been bottling you up. That Jake from State Farm moment that's been hindering you in your spirit. When you know that you done stepped out and things look sideways and all that kind of stuff. But we need God to step up and step in. Now, before we do this, I'm going to read you one more verse while you're standing. Romans, the 15th chapter and the 13th verse. It says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Man.
Come on now.
This is what's promised to us.
Yes.
But you got to read the policy. You got to know what's going on. So with every eye closed and the thing on your heart, whatever it is, precious Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come united this morning, Lord. Some of us with heavy hearts, some of us with broken hearts, but you know every heart here, Lord. We turn our situation over to you, no matter what it is that we've been going through, Lord. No matter what it is that's been holding us back, Lord. No matter what it is, what we try to be able to do things on our own, we turn those situations over to you, Lord. But we ask right now that you touch our hearts and you touch our minds to be able to just let go of these situations and trust you with them, Lord. So we don't have to go through all the stress. So we don't have to go through all the pain, Lord. That we know that you being with us, who can be against us?
Yes.
As you said in Romans, Lord, the Holy Ghost is there for us, Lord. We turn our burdens over there, Lord, and allow you to be able to free us from the chains, Lord, of this inner man that just keeps on rising up against us, Lord, that we think we have no power against them.
Yes, Lord.
But we thank you for blessing each person here, Lord. We thank you for lifting us up and bringing us this far, Lord, because without you, we know we would not have made it.
Yes.
We give you all the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's give them some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Let's give them some praise this morning. Like he's done something for you. Praise him like you've been transformed this morning. seated.